listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Lucas Porter, and this is episode number 1034. We're talking today about what can you eat in Luxembourg. This podcast is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. Here are some of the best restaurants in Luxembourg to try, along with some tips and tricks for the best restaurants in the capital Luxembourg. Many of the traditional Luxembourg food is reflected in the cuisine of the country's most famous restaurants, such as L'Auberge du Luxembourg. For example, there are a number of restaurants that focus on combining the cuisine of both countries to a good degree. With light air and homemade pasta at the top of a varied and delicious menu, the chefs have created some of the most incredible Italian dishes you can taste in Luxembourg, from pasta to pasta to pasta with cheese. The new shopping center is located in a restored old building in the center of Luxembourg and is housed in one of the oldest and most historic buildings in Luxembourg, the Old Town Hall. The lunch menu is standard, but they also have a mint sorbet and lemonade that is incredibly delicious and stands out, and is slightly overpriced. This place has been around for over 100 years, where local dukes and duchesses are served in a delicious cheese, pastries and delicacies. They have delicious macarons, so just spend your money and go there for a good meal and a great experience. I know this is important information for anyone who loves macarons and does not live in France, but it is a French chain, so it is important to know. Brasserie may not be the most incredible find on your tour of Luxembourg, but it's still a touch of something, for some vibe. Casino could easily be a film set in a restored salon at Casino Bourgeois, well-furnished, old-fashioned and still very well-used. The desserts are still delicious and you may have seen better days, so make sure you are always hungry. I always want to know where the best Japanese restaurants in town are, because I'm obsessed with Japanese food and these two restaurants have always been at the top of my list when it comes to their mouths, melting sushi. If you take your time and reserve a table before your visit, there are Michelin-starred restaurants in Luxembourg that Luxembourg must have a lot of, so have a look. The restaurant is located on the banks of the Alzette River in the heart of the Grund district and is housed in a beautiful building with stunning views of the river and the city center. The food is definitely authentic and an Ethiopian reviewer living in Luxembourg described the restaurant as, at home. The beautiful Greek tavern in the Gare district also has a large terrace that can accommodate up to 30 people. Why not try the reasonably priced steak burger or one of the many other options in this restaurant? You can choose from over 80 Greek dishes, including moussaka, kleftiko and souvlaki, prepared by local Greek chef Petros Gatsoulis. You can greedily find a wide variety of different types of food, such as chicken, pork, lamb, fish, chicken wings and more. Luxembourg has 10 Michelin-starred restaurants, and there are many more in other parts of the country. They often discover a mixture of taste and culture by trying out several restaurants of different origins. There are also restaurants where you can eat with your children on a nice terrace and go-go. The sunny terraces, where lunch and dinner are served in fine weather and where you can eat free of charge until 2200, offer free parking for children under 16. Yildiz Bau has the dining room under control and ensures that you can enjoy a wonderful meal at the highest level. The culinary monument of Tony Tintinger, Arno Magnier and his wife has been taken over by this iconic restaurant in the political heart of Luxembourg, close to the residence of our Prime Minister. This restaurant, a must, consists of a beautiful terrace with a magnificent view over the city center and a beautiful courtyard. As main course I would recommend the salmon fillet with potatoes and vegetables, with a little olive oil and a touch of lemon juice for a delicious dish. Le Sud is one of the best restaurants in Luxembourg and a must for any gourmet who visits Luxembourg, especially those interested in the culinary world of the city's gourmet scene. There is an express lunch menu, and the food is a combination that you will find on many of the restaurant's menus. The average meal price in Luxembourg City is around 15 euros, but in fancy restaurants you obviously pay more. Think of it as one of the best restaurants in town, with a delicious menu and a price that matches it. Finish your meal on the terrace overlooking the Alzette. And finish off with a glass of wine. This is all for today, friends. My name is Lucas and this was episode 1034 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.